And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Yes!
Prince of Darkness, my ass.
Yeah, welcome to Garage Sale Gloat. We're getting an early start. We're going into the fancy suburbs today. Riding on the corpses of all the dead celebrities from this week.
Is that a cement pond over there?
I've got a story. I got a story for all of them except for fucking the one from Rochester. I have no stories about Chuck Mangione.
Never, I do.
Never seen him? Oh, good. Okay, then we got a Chuck Mangione story.
As a matter of fact, I actually have an article of Chuck Mangione that I purchased at a garage sale last year.
Yep.
And I could get my scanner to work to sell it, so that pissed me off.
Take a picture of it.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do. Sell it for $10. It's literally like from 1975, like it's like a 3x5 postcard.
I saw his brother a couple times at the Ritz when he played with Spyro Gyra.
Oh, you mean Gap Mangione?
Gap Mangione. The other one. He's the Oh, what the hell is
Chuck?
What's the actor plays Richie Cunningham?
Oh,
Ron Howard.
Ronnie Howard.
He's the Clint Howard of the Mangione family.
Oh, absolutely.
But who should we start out with? I guess we'll start out today with my Hulk Hogan stories. Story. I have one personal Hulk Hogan
story. I got 5 minutes,
story.
So you hit the...
Excellent. Perfect. Well, I was working downtown at the Marine Midland Bank. And every twice a week at 11 o'clock, I would hit the streets and I would bring a bunch of paperwork to places from the bank and just deliver them around downtown to secretaries. So when noon hit, I had my lunch break, so I'd go to like Burger King or a sandwich shop and go sit out on a bench and have a nice lunch. It was the best part of that job. So one day I'm down by the War Memorial having my lunch, probably some Burger King, eating my Burger King, and I'm looking at the trailer. There's a bunch of trailers down there, you know, unmarked. And I'm like, oh, somebody's playing at the War Memorial today. Trailer door opens up. Who walks out in a fucking dirty t-shirt, scratching his belly? Well, not really his belly, scratching his abs. But Hulk Hogan, like, walks out. It's Hulk Hogan. I'm like, oh, it must be wrestling's in town. Go back to my lunch. Hulk Hogan sees me. He thinks I'm waiting around to get an autograph. And comes up to me. Hey, brother. Blah, blah, blah.
How are you doing there, brother?
I'm like, Hulk Hogan, hey, I saw you get out of your trailer.
Or is it Terry? Should I call you Terry?
Yeah, I didn't know at that time. But I was just like, hey, what a pleasant surprise. Hulk Hogan's saying hi to me.
Did he body slam you because he didn't want his autograph?
No, I did. He was just like, hey, you want an autograph? And I go, sure. And then I like look around. The only thing I have is the book I was reading, which was Dune Messiah by Frank Herbert.
Oh.
And I said, you signed my copy of Dune Messiah? And he goes, certainly, brother. What's your name? So I used to have a personalized Hulk Hogan autographed paperback of Dune Messiah.
Yeah. Well, it just makes you worry. It makes you wonder. You know, last year we went to that garage sale with all of that wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
The whole yard was filled with wrestling stuff.
Yeah. But it looked like they'd set it out in the dew all night or something.
Well, I've been sitting out, yeah.
Yeah, it was all... Because I was like, yeah, I'll pick up a couple of these because they're fun. And they were the They had some of the old wrestling mags that were just full of the pictures of people with bleeding blood, faces yeah. and stuff.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka with yeah. a face full of blood.
Yeah. Who got arrested in Watertown, New York when I was a kid for beating up some lady he met at a bar after wrestling.
She probably had it coming.
And then,
I'm kidding!
And then what's his name? Pencil Neck Geeks? Blassie.
Freddie Blassie.
So, like, everybody was mad about, like, this guy got, arrested for, getting in a fight with some drunk lady that he picked up at a bar. Yeah. Freddie Blassie comes to do damage control on the radio in the morning, then ends up calling every one of the DJs Pencil Neck Geeks.
Yeah.
And my dad and I were in the car, and my dad had to pull over the car because he was laughing so hard.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, my dad, like, I was young enough, my dad's like, this is show business.
Wow.
This is show business. Anyway, that's a Hulk Hogan story, and we'll,
Oh, the fire department.
Not for us. Not for me, I hope.
But, that'd be a long drive, let's put it that way.
But we'll cover the other celebrity death later on. Because we got Mangione and we got Hulk Hogan. I think there's only one other major one, right?
Ozzy.
Yeah.
Right. You said death.
Major. Yeah, we got one more death. One more death to cover. And I'll tell my Ozzy story.
Oh, you don't want me to tell my Chuck Mangione story.
Then. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. Okay.
Well, perfect timing.
First garage sale. Be right back on Dead Celebrity Day. Mess me up. Oh my god, guys. The first fucking garage sale of the day. Jackie is out of money. Yeah, I had to borrow money from me to get out of this garage sale.
He wouldn't take the lowball offer.
No, he wouldn't, but still.
You made him such a lowball offer that it was like, oh, okay.
Well, you gotta test it, because they were just looking to...
They're looking to dump.
Well,
all guys
and nerds. That obviously.
There was three men in a garage sale today. This one.
Three men in a garage sale.
That's what it was.
And let's just say Jackie got a box full of Silver Age comics. I saw Superman in there with a Jaws cover on it.
Yes, yes, there was.
That was really cool.
It was probably
not as cool as the Spidey Stupid stories with Jaws on it.
No,
but still.
I mean. But there was probably 20 to 25 Marvels and 25 DCs. The Marvels I recognized more because there's a Supervillain Team Up 1, Tales of Asgard 1.
I gotta think Silver Age Superman is gonna be going up in price.
Surprise!
Here.
Yeah. Ding dong. So, yeah.
And maybe some Fantastic Fours too.
Yeah, those as well. I'm hearing good things about the movie.
I have too. I've heard from pretty good to really good. Nobody hasn't liked it yet that I've seen, but somebody will. I did see one guy in the Gentleman's Guide who was disappointed by it, and then everybody was disagreeing with him.
Yeah.
But it looks fun. It looks, even this one reviewer, Mark Kermode, that I watch, he's a British guy. And he's just absolutely over the Marvel movies. He was all into them, and now he's like, they've really, like, stretched it thin. They're all seeming the same. He liked it just from a visual 60s look to it. It's fantastic. Fantastic.
But how do you go through life with a name like Kermode?
Kermode.
Oh, I thought you said like
Kermode. No, not Kermode. Kermode.
It's like, this guy's work is shit.
I got a whole binder full of Star Wars cards.
So sly. I didn't even see it until you were, like, at the trunk.
I was just like, what's in here? Oh, hello. The guy goes, that's $10. And I'm just like, yes, yes it is.
Records were just okay.
The records were kind of beat. Like, I got a Stranger Things double album soundtrack.
Which is groovy.
Yeah, but I didn't get it because it was missing one record. He's like, oh, that's missing. I'm like, because otherwise that would have been like a $50, $60 record. It's a new,
right.
It's a new imprint. And although, and it's a double record, it probably cost $60 brand new.
It was a wild sale because they had like
yes.
three different guys and all their stuff. And like the first guy up front, he had the comics, but then he had like all these different blank cassettes. And they weren't just like cassettes, like audio cassettes. They were like video cassettes,
yeah.
those Betamax cassettes. And he was like giving them away practically for 50 cents a piece, which is. I mean, those are actually worth money, believe it or not.
Oh, sure. Even more so now that everybody's
yeah.
interested in cassette
tapes. You could tell his taste. All his cassettes were non-chrome. It's like you obviously are not a real audiophile.
Oh yeah. Well, I saw a CD collection, and I was just like, nope, 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 nope.
No. I got a few CDs.
All the shit that used to play at Darien Lake when I was hooked in for Lorraine's, all the Three Doors Down and
Godsmack.
Yeah, all that garbage.
That's another Sorry. One, garbage.
Yeah, garbage was another one that, like, garbage is another one the old pop rock fans got into because it had a hot young singer and then three old boomer guys that, like, were from, like, Golden Earring or something like that, you know, that were they're just like, oh.
Those are the guys from Tesla.
But let's see. I got a bunch of old Elvis Presley cards for a buck.
Yeah.
I got a box full of wrestlers.
Yeah. A big box full of wrestlers.
A big box full of wrestlers.
You're underselling it.
Yes. No, those are worth about... those. I mean, you could get $5 a piece for those. So.
And there was at least 60 wrestlers in there.
Oh, yeah. They said there were 80 in there.
And you got it for $60.
Yeah.
You didn't even haggle.
I did haggle. I offered him 50 for it, and he said 60.
Wow.
And then I vacillated on it, because I'm like, do I want to go? I've done this before. I've sold a box full of wrestlers before, and I made good money on it. But I had to harass all my friends who were wrestlers, going, who the hell is this guy? Who's this guy? Is he any good? Who's this guy? And there's 80 of them in there that I'm going to be bugging.
You know
Jack and Eddie and... You could Jason, Jack, and Eddie, and the Hair Metal Hero. They'll know who everybody is.
You can talk to my brother, Rocky. He knows it.
I don't want to talk to your brother, Rocky. Yeah, sorry, Rocky.
I do love Rocky.
Rocky and I are Selena's...
Yeah, Rocky was watching...
Forever Bound in...
Rocky was watching the Hulk Hogan tribute last night on WWE.
Oh, Jesus. Did they show him rubbing his daughter's... Rubbing fucking... suntan oil into his daughter's crotch. Did they show that?
Well, let me tell you, brother.
Here's the greatest N-words from Hulk Hogan.
That was all manipulated by AI, you see.
Here's Hulk Hogan cucking Bubba the Love Sponge.
It was all AI. What you gonna do?
But, what else did I get? Anything else? I don't think I got. I think that's all I got.
That's all. It's like it's been 5 minutes about what you got. Let me see. What else was there? It's like the whole trunk is completely full right now.
I got a couple records. One of them was Johnny Cash, Man in Black. That's a nice one. They're in nice condition too. Nice little clean. They'll be.
I got the double DVD of the Hulk for 50 cents, still in the shrink wrap.
Which one? The Ang Lee one or the? Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk. So, I mean, for 50 cents, it's in the shrink wrap.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's like, I didn't have any money, but I'm willing to borrow
my
it for
favorite,
that.
That's my favorite Marvel movie right there.
It's a good one. And they finally brought those characters back earlier this year. I wish people would be a little more warmed up to it. They're like, eh. It's like, no, it's like, that's just part of Hulk. If you ever read a lot of Hulk comics... You understand that it's like weirdness in monsters is normalized because it's in every issue. So you kind of have to, you know, that's kind of just the feel of the character when it's done with any sort of consistency.
Well, I think the thing about the Marvel, like, Marvel has really worn out its welcome with, I mean, I guess they just said they're going to reboot the whole thing.
Well, they're going to reboot all the characters after the decade, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
And they'll probably reboot the guy running it, too. I think
that's the thing. It was a novelty for the first decade or so. Like, but now it's established, and now it's basically just like Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
And going to see a Marvel movie is, I mean, they're not like, exactly
no,
like the comics.
They change them.
They change them, but it's the same theory. It's, you know.
Right.
And you know, I'm to the point of where, like, at first I was excited in reading all the Marvel comics when I first started, and then I became selective, you know, over the years, and was like, okay, I'm getting Fantastic Four and Daredevil right now, you know, or something like that.
Right, or Marvel 2-in-1.
I used to get the 2-in-1s and team-ups. Although team-up, the art was, well, the art in 2-in-1 got pretty Herb Trimpy.
Yeah,
after a while.
I think it was Sal Buscema was doing it.
Got a little Trimpy over time. But, oh my God, what a garage sale right off the beginning, and it fucking bled money from both of us.
That was a hefty one.
Yeah, well, you know. Speaking of Hulk Hogan, I forgot to mention that last week I picked up that Hulk Hogan
bandana.
Hulk Rules bandana.
The one that I pointed out to you just
Thank
sitting
you.
There at the freaking estate sale.
Thank you.
I was like, wow, isn't that weird just sitting there? How much? $1. And I was being kind of just picky-oon last week. Just go ahead and take it.
I took it, and then I put it, and then I took a picture of it to put it up on the Discord. And then I was like, oh, this would be an easy one to pop up on eBay. So I popped it up on eBay, and the next day he's dead. So I feel I killed him. But I got $40 for his bandana.
Right.
Out of $1.
Now, if you had somehow swore it had some sort of Hulk Hogan sweat on it.
Yeah, it was too clean to even have Hulk Hogan. Face it. Do people really want Hulk Hogan? Like, you might want to sterilize that because you don't know what. You could end up roided out just by, like, putting that bandana on.
Let me tell you, brother. Nothing wrong with a little juice here once in a while. Get the old muscles up and going. Wow.
But, like, I was like, oh, my God, I feel like I am cashing in on Hulk Hogan's death, but I didn't mean to.
I cashed in on Stan Lee's death, and it was all intentional. F you. I had, like, 5 Simpson figures that they made of Stan Lee, and I couldn't sell one for $20 at Christmas time. I sold 4 of them for $85 a piece the night he died.
Yeah, of course.
It was like, you know what? Sorry, Stan. You know, you understand.
Oh, there's a sign.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Friday and Saturday, somebody's picked through this motherfucker. Nobody picked through that one.
Well,
we were the first.
I was supposed to go to this one first because this one started at 8. That one started at 9, and I accidentally got us there at 8:30. And
yeah, they were all set up and ready to go.
Well, because it was all guys. Sorry. It had a different feel, that garage sale. Am I wrong?
No.
They were active. They were involved. They weren't staring at their phones. They were, like, looking to move stuff. They weren't looking to just sit there and wait for someone.
They probably were on their third cup of coffee, too, and
yeah, second dump.
Bunch of buddies together and having fun, you know.
What I wouldn't do to take this couple out. What are you looking so interesting?
That guy looked like old Don Anonymous, actually.
Don Anonymous is old.
That guy looked like older Don Anonymous. Actually, they do know why. It was all the fucking stuff stuffed in his colon, pushing on his veins until he had a heart attack. Oh, that's just a yard full of kids' toys. Okay, that's not even a yard sale.
No, it's right here on the left.
Oh, there's a sign.
I wouldn't lie to you.
Oh, it's looking like
a garage sale. Yeah. That's why I went to this one second.
All right. We'll be right back.
They both had their faults.
Holy shit. Garage sailing some more. Another sale. Lady goes, everything here is a dollar. And lots of vintage clothes. I gotta say, her vintage clothes smelled like mildew. Just the smell of mildew pouring off them. So I was just like, all right.
Yeah, no vintage clothes
skip all that.
But
I found an old fucking a classic old skateboard. 80s skateboard for a buck.
Lime green.
That I used to have one of those, and I've been mourning it ever since the house burned down, because I was just like, God damn, I remember that skateboard. It was awesome. There's a dollar.
It was awesome.
And then she had a mannequin, an adjustable, just torso mannequin, but a nice one.
Clean.
Clean.
Nose, nothing wrong with it at all. Perfect condition.
No, perfect condition. And I was like, I wonder if she's asking a dollar for this. Ha ha ha. And Jack was just like, you should ask. And I'm like, all right, I'll ask her. $4. Okay.
So your roommate will be happy now.
Yeah, no, that'll actually get put you to use. Ooh, she just bumped her head in the back of my chair. All right, we're pulling up on another garage sale. Jackie got an old book of cartoons from what, Esquire?
Esquire cartoon book for 1958-59. Right. Can't go wrong with that for a dollar.
Yep.
Man, it seems like every time I turn around, there's another car.
Yeah, I know.
Obstacles.
Yep.
Always
like
the
obstacles.
Video game.
All right.
I'm tired of Frogger, man. I'm tired of it.
It's either Frogger or Paperboy.
Working hard.
Chris Honeywell here with Johnny Flop Sweat. It's getting hot out.
Remember that movie, what was that movie with Steve Martin? The Ordinary Guy?
With
Charles Grodin?
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Oh,
I remember when it came out.
There's this awesome scene where Steve Martin is like running in the park. And he's like wearing a sweatsuit, and he's like covered in sweat, right? And Charles Grodin's like, that's not your sweat. He's like, what do you mean it's not my sweat? He's like, I saw you put it on over there. That's like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's sweat from a double overtime game. You just sprayed it on over there. And they show him he's got a can of like sweat. Ordinary Guy, check it out.
I don't know what it is with all my friends being, like, fucking sweat hogs, man. You're actually minor compared to, like, Mark Martin and Mike Cross. Those guys can sweat. Like, you just put one sunbeam on them and their whole head starts forming
droplets. Well, they're bass players, you know.
What's up with that?
You know, I play harmonica. I just blow.
Well, nothing big. I got me a set of palm reading cards for $2. Still all wrapped, like the inside of the cards are still all in their cellophane.
Yep.
So it's basically new. I got three
different young girls' Halloween costumes. Wonder Woman, Harley Quinn, and who was the third one?
Supergirl.
Supergirl. So, $2 a piece.
That's about the top three if you're going to get...
Yeah.
I don't know who would dress a little kid up as Harley Quinn. That's a little weird.
Well, you wanted to dress up like Poison Ivy? I mean...
Poison Ivy isn't as...
Yes, she is.
All right.
Well, I mean, look at Robin with those... freaking tiny green things there.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What the marble bag is going on with that kid?
Yeah. Holy nut hammock, Batman. All right.
What the nut bag? Is she got a kid or is that just a backpack?
It's just a backpack.
But her hair is sticking up so much it looked like a kid.
She looks like she's in the Hair Bear bunch.
Like a Berenstain Bear.
Yes, yes. Anyway, off to some more garage sales. I think Johnny and I were talking about how we're done spending big dollars on anything.
Yeah. So don't be surprised if the rest of the show is just a drip.
He dropped over 100. He dropped like over 100 at the first garage sale.
Buck and a quarter.
And I dropped like 75 bucks at that one.
That's like my whole budget.
Yeah, we were probably the first two suckers to walk up, and they made almost 200 bucks. They made over 200 bucks.
Well, aren't you happy? I know I'm happy.
What?
I got to spend more money. Now I gotta buy more bags and boards. Whoa, that's a garage sale.
Is a garage sale.
God,
any of you guys out there who are on the Two True Freaks, I might be hitting you up because I got a box full of wrestlers and I don't know who they are. I'm gonna have to ask.
Is this guy cool?
Who the hell they are?
Is this guy cool?
I don't know who any of them are. I know Hulk Hogan's not in there.
How about the bad guy, Razor Ramon?
Maybe I'll find a Hulk Hogan in there, but I don't think these are Hulk Hogan era.
You know who was like one of the most. They had so many, like, crazy, ridiculous characters. Like, they had this one guy, and he dressed up as, like, a Canadian policeman, and he was called...
The Mountie?
Yeah. And you know what his handle was? I'm the Mountie! That was his whole line. I'm the Mountie!
Okay.
It's like...
Yes, you are. I guess you are.
And, oh. Did we go to this one? I think we did. We did go to that one.
We did go to this one. That was the first one we went to.
Oh, some bitch. So you got me all lathered up now.
All right.
Remember when you used to sing this song and you used to ask why the Serbs couldn't love the Croats?
Yep. No one will be watching us. Why don't we do it in the road? I was taking a midnight walk the other day, and on my headphones comes Beat on the Brat.
Nice.
As I walked through suburbia. Felt good. Well, we just went to a big record sale that was basically...
Old people records.
The stragglers that always get left behind to everybody trying to sell their records. Lots of sing-along with Mitch. And he put all the boxes down so the backs of the records were facing forward. So I had to flip every box around to see any of the records. But I got Buck Owens and his Buckaroos. Flip Wilson, The Devil Made Me Buy This Dress.
Oh, my goodness.
I bought that Connecticut Twins one that you pointed
out.
My
Girl Duda.
It's a beautiful cover.
Yeah, it's really well illustrated. It caught my eye.
Keith Handy just signed me up to a Facebook group called Cartoon Record Covers, and I'll be able to put this on it.
There you go.
And Roberta Gregory is on it because she put up a bunch of the Bitchy Bitch,
Yeah.
And she's on there, and she's like, here's a few record albums that I did. And I'm like, Bitchy Bitch, I love you. And she's like, you know Bitchy Bitch? And I'm like, I used to have all the Bitchy Bitches.
Yeah, they actually come for good money now.
They were really good comics.
Yeah, she did a good job. I only had the first few, but they're great to read.
I didn't like her drawing style a lot, but the stories were fucking...
Well, she drew her emotions.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, she had a bit of, what's her name? Fleener to her, too, to her stories of just like...
They're very personal, and they weren't very flowery.
And I got And That's the Truth by Lily Tomlin. Supertramp live in Paris.
And That's the Truth.
Marlon Brando, The Last Tango in Paris soundtrack with a sketchy stain on it.
Yeah. The Firm.
The Firm.
Second
record.
Album.
Is this the second one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is the one with, not with Radioactive, but All the King's Horses.
Because the first album's called Just the Firm.
Jimmy Page finally got to do his album with the guy from Bad Company. That's what that was.
Paul Rogers.
Yep.
Who was the first singer to take over for Freddie Mercury after he died.
They really should have got George Michael.
George Michael's been dead for 15 years.
Well, he wasn't dead at the time when they did that Freddie Mercury tribute concert.
George Michael was a prestigious cock. Just a complete art collector douche.
He could sing the hell out of a Freddie Mercury song, though.
Yeah,
I'll give him that.
Yeah.
And
he had issues.
Who else can... Yeah, but...
He had issues. You don't want that in your band.
Band doesn't have issues? Tell me.
Or they have people like you, one or the other.
I have issues.
Yeah.
I have volumes.
Issues rhyme with tissues, remember?
That's right. What else did I get there? Oh, I got Han Solo's Revenge. I bought that Crazy Cat that I was trying to get you to buy.
Right.
Because you should have that, especially if you're going to be a comics historian. Plus, they're fucking amazing. But apparently, Johnny Bueno didn't want it, so I bought it.
It was kind of beat up.
It's a little bit... The dust cover was beat up.
Yeah, the dust cover was beat up. It was kind of musty.
Okay.
Wasn't into it. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm very into... my collection and...
Like Sir Mix-a-Lot. Somebody might toss it out. I will pull up and pick it up.
That's fine.
And my find for that place was the Star Wars paperback.
Yes.
What, the black and white...
Pocketbook.
Pocketbook of 1-6.
That's pretty nice.
I
got the Conan ones last year. Remember that?
Yes.
I got those at the flea market.
But that's something I've always been... It won't be the same... I had one, but mine was the school had cycled it out, so it had the school, like, hard binding to it. And then I was young enough that I took it home and started coloring it with colored pencils.
Yeah, because you're a burgeoning artist.
I was burgeoning all over the place.
Yeah.
I burgeoned all over the first three pages of that book and then gave up on it. So maybe I'll have to color in this one too, but probably not.
All right. Well, we're going to be going to a celebrity garage sale now.
Oh, is this it?
This is it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if he's here.
There's one right down... There's one two doors over from him too. Or actually right next door. All right. Well, we've been to a bunch of garage sales, but we haven't gotten anything. It's been pretty suburban live, laugh, love, and grandpa's tools.
Pretty much. Although I did, we didn't talk about the one sale where I did find a bunch of men's clothes. And the guy gave me two pairs of men's shorts, like, what do you call it, the cargo shorts,
mm-hmm.
with the tags, a pair of long pants, like shorts, but like long pants shorts,
yep.
A pair of regular shorts, plus that, the anime book I got.
Yeah, with the giants.
Yeah, Titans.
Titans, yes.
All for a dollar. One shiny dollar.
It was the first issue of it, too.
Yeah, so I got all those clothes.
Attack on Titans.
I got all those clothes. It was like seven things of clothes, and then that for like $1. That was pretty good.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. And then the garage sale that you went to, you were talking about with all the...
Records
and stuff. I got those two action figures. Of course, they were somebody else's, and they didn't have prices, so they didn't know what the... I got the Thing from Fantastic Four, and I got a Mr. Fantastic still on the card.
Why'd you pick those two, I wonder?
Well, because they were the ones that didn't have prices, so they weren't overpriced.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they were Yeah, they were the coolest ones. The Fantastic Four one with Reed Richards was still on the card. It was like the Secret Wars one. So I offered her $10 for the two of them, and she took it. Well, first she offered, told me $15. I told her no.
That was a scathing no. She was just like, did you take $50? You go, nope. And just let it hang.
No, $15's too much.
Yeah.
It's like a couple of, one, you know, the card is a little beat up. So what are you doing here, you know? It's just like, you want to sell this or you want to?
She doesn't know. She just, no. You know, she's just trying to get his, she just doesn't want to get yelled at for selling them for too little.
Yeah.
But oh well.
You know what? It's better than nothing. She won't even tell him. Oh, someone must have stolen them. Go buy a coffee at Starbucks for $10.
Anyway, I hear you have a story of one of our
Chuck Mangione,
the trifecta of death that we're basing this show on.
Yeah, well, Chuck Mangione, of course, is local, and he used to play a lot around here. And whether you knew this or not, he had a super group of him with Tony Levin and what was the drummer's name?
Steve Gadd.
Steve Gadd.
Yeah, that is a super group.
And the three of them, there's video of them playing together in 1972, when Tony Levin still had hair.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird to see. It's weird to
it
see
is.
Tony Levin with hair.
But he is local, and for the 150th birthday of Irondequoit, Chuck Mangione played a concert in front of the West Irondequoit Town Hall. The Irondequoit Town Hall, sorry, East Irondequoiters. So I thought that was kind of wild and interesting, and got to see him in concert there. But I saw him actually with Mark Martin's roommates. You're talking to Jenny Pancake was with us,
uh-huh.
And Tanya Space. So it was those two and Deirdre, if you remember Deirdre.
Yeah, oh, well, I remember Deirdre very well.
And so those are the three of them, and then me and Carmen.
Deirdre and I had a special relationship for some reason.
Yeah, she was like that with a lot. She liked that with me, too. I worked with her at the cafeteria, and she was always really nice, always really cool.
I didn't really know her. She took a shine to me, but not like a dating shine, just
no.
Like, but she would, like, bring me presents back from tour every time she came back from tour, and
oh,
I was
cool.
Just like, oh, wow, I barely know you. You're cool. And then when we went out to the West Coast to visit them, that was when I was just like, okay, we got a lot in common. We had a rapport.
Yeah, you,
we had
she
a
was
rapport.
There for that.
All right.
So that's the story I have.
So to complete the trifecta of death, we're going for the big one. Ozzy.
Who?
Of course, like 2 weeks after his final concert, perfectly timed.
You know, he spent a lot of time here at the House of Guitars right around the corner from us.
Who, Ozzy?
Yeah. There was a bunch of tributes. I think he appeared there like 3 times.
Back in the day or?
Yeah, 81.
Oh, okay, in the solo days.
Yeah, I remember the line, like literally out the door
yeah,
and down
I can
the
imagine.
Street.
I can imagine at that time period,
81. 81 or 82.
I thought maybe you were talking like early Black Sabbath before they caught their feet. But then again, they were in Britain, so they weren't really here much.
No,
they got
Ozzy was here in the 80s and early 90s, like three or four times.
Well, yeah, by that time they were hitting the United States. You know, Black Sabbath and Ozzy had to hit the United States. That's where all the money was for them.
Well, he played here in 86.
Compared to Britain, anyway.
And he brought this young group that no one had heard of yet to open up for him, who is called Metallica.
Oh, those guys?
Yeah.
Those hacks?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I really do, I'm not being sarcastic, I think they actually are. I fucking hate Metallica. For all you Metallica fans out there, you can eat it. I fucking hate
that. People forget
band.
About, what's his name, Lars selling out all artists.
I don't forget.
Lars Ulrich selling out every artist.
I don't forget.
It's just their product.
They were garbage. Garbage. They still are garbage. What am I talking about? Yeah. Between Lars and... the only good thing about Metallica is Lars's dad. No. That's the passport to art.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No. Not unless it's good art. There's only one I've been to that sold art that had great stuff, and it was this old guy that did chainsaw carvings of lizards, and they were fucking awesome. Yeah, oh, look at this. Yeah, terrible. All right, so I guess I'll close out the trifecta. Tell my Aussie.
Oh, shit, I thought we could turn around.
My Aussie story. We might be able to go. This might keep going. Yeah. Oh, look, it's a little, it's a neat little alley slash street.
Turn around.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It's around.
So, back in the day, I used to work at Darien Lake doing catering for the Stars. And every year, the Ozfest tour would roll through. And,
Clifford, I love you all!
My bandmate Clifford Pikus and I, and sometimes Mark Martin, would work there. And what we have to do before Ozfest is we'd take one of the Lorraine's trucks and halfway to Buffalo, halfway to Darien Lake, we'd stop in Batavia at a Wegmans and get all the food for catering that we had on our list.
You're number one!
Literally like 25 shopping carts filled with food. We would hit there in the middle of the night when they weren't busy. When Wegmans used to be 24 hours. We'd buy all the food, and we'd go and we'd get all the food set up for the next day and stored. And then we would smoke the bong in the trailer, and we would whip out these RC cars because we had the whole parking lot empty, and we'd do like smash up derbies with a couple RV cars. Well, the first year the Ozfest came there, we got up in the morning and we were RC carring because we didn't have to do anything for a couple hours.
And Hulk Hogan came out and said, "That's not cool, brother."
Nope.
Oh.
Then who comes in on a bunch of golf carts, but the whole Osborne family. The whole fam damly.
Daddy, your cart's faster than mine.
It was loud. They were a loud family.
John!
Well, that happened too. And Jack would saw the RC cars and ran over and RC card with us. He was just a kid. That's why it was such a crappy sign. So Jack, every year after that, Jack would show up and be like, "You got the RC cars?" "Yes, we do, Jack." And he would RC car for a while, but then when things got going, he was obsessed with getting his own golf cart and driving the golf cart around.
Oh, sure.
And of course, he was Ozzy's son, so they let him drive, you know, like this 8-year-old kid drive a golf cart around. And then Ozzy would get rushed through. All we'd see is Ozzy, like, in the distance going, "Hoo!" Because he wanted to say hi to everybody. He wanted to play with everybody,
right.
But
he's awesome.
Sharon had him on the leash. And then Sharon would come and yell at everybody that worked there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, "Bitch you out, first thing. Blah, blah, blah. Don't mess up this, and blah, blah, blah." And you'd be like, "What a fucking bitch." And then she would come back later and be
like, "That's right. That's
hello, hello, honey. Oh, my." And she would remember our names from years past. Are we stopping for a garage sale, or are you looking for something?
I'm looking for my phone so that I can, like, get us to the next sale.
Yeah, we'll need that.
Here on the ground.
So yeah, Sharon would be good cop and bad cop all in one person.
Oh, that's what she
so
does.
She would yell at everybody, jangle them all up, and then come back and smooth everything over. So your last impression was, "What a nice lady Sharon is." But yeah,
you fucking wanker.
We used to watch their whole dynamic, and then when the Osbournes reality show came up, they're like, "They're playing it up," and we'd be like, "No, they actually are not playing it up." It actually is worse than this because they didn't have the whole family on the show. The whole family wouldn't sign on for the show.
Oh yeah.
So there was
other two kids.
There was at least two other kids. Yeah.
Yeah, he had two kids before Sharon, and I think she had kids too. But the two kids wouldn't sign on.
Yeah. Smart. But,
You mean like Crumb's brothers and sisters? One that didn't sign up? They didn't. He has like two sisters and a brother, I think.
A lot of them were within the Crumb movie. I haven't seen the Crumb movie in so long.
But I don't think the two sisters are definitely not in there. All right, we're going to follow this sign, much to my better judgment.
You're not feeling it?
But...
you never know.
What do you like?
Like I said, like we said earlier, if we went home right after that first garage sale, we did pretty good today.
Yeah. Think of all the money I'd save on the gas I'd be burning.
Yeah.
After you gave me my money.
Yeah. Well, your gas money went right into comic books.
Yeah. It's funny
spending
how that works.
Your all your gas money on comic books. You're grounded.
Well, my buddy Ken always talks about a Ramen Monday. I definitely can... I know what he's talking about. My friends, when I used to work at the comic book store, used to have competitions... see if they could pull the very last dollar out of my wallet. It's like, I wouldn't carry a credit card. I refused it. I'd always have at least $1. I don't want to be a vagrant, you know? Because that's what you are. You have no money and no ID, you're a vagrant, which is illegal.
That's me most of the time.
Well, yeah.
Literally, that's me most of my life.
Yeah, you'll wind up in, one of those crocodile cornhole camps. Breathe in, baby. Woo! Is that a garage sale?
I don't know. There were a lot of cars, but I didn't see anything garage sale-like down there.
Well, it's just weird because it said Maplehurst, but Maplehurst is up the street here, and that was back there.
So it's just a poorly constructed sign is what that is.
Well, this is Schofield. Maplehurst is the next one, and there's no sign on Maplehurst. See that?
Yeah, well, okay, well, hopefully we're heading towards another garage sale. I know we're going to find more before the end of the day, so we will be back. Now that we've told all our dead celebrity stories...
Wow, ahead?
We should check... Jesus...
That's like a church.
A parking lot, yeah. It looks like a church parking lot or something, or school or something. Something's going on a Saturday. Oh, maybe it's a synagogue, right? They have synagogues or Saturdays, right?
That's right. But you know what I don't see? A fucking garage sale.
Nope. God. Whatever's going on in there, it's rocking. Yeah, that sign you saw was probably from 2 weeks ago. Bastards.
Maybe I'll post...
stinking bastiches.
Yeah. All right.
Knock this kid off his bike. He's got a helmet on. Just out of frustration, just pick him off. Pa-ting. He looked at us just like, are you talking about killing me? Yes, young man, we
are. Slow! Children and pets at play! You know what? Get your pet on a leash. I don't want to hear it.
If they're playing, they're playing slowly.
Yeah.
Alright. Get off your phone, dude! Alright, we'll be back.
You could just smell the coconut-scented suntan oil emanating from the VW bug. Can't you?
It was about that time. This had to be... yeah, this has to be about 1977 Jaws, Star Wars era, Paul McCartney and Wings.
Speaking of which,
for playing on an AM radio.
Speaking of which, I just saw someone made up t-shirt. It's got a picture of the Jaws coming up from the water and a picture of the Fonz over the Jaws going...
oh, nice.
He's like, the Fonz. It's like, you know what? That hits me right in the feels. It really does. So that was a heck of a garage sale.
That was
a
good garage sale. It didn't look like much at all.
No.
I'm thinking I should have bought that guitar, but I want to get a banjo before I get... and the action on it was really high, which makes an acoustic guitar finger-bleedingly painful to play. Yeah. So,
That's how you get better, man.
All
right. That's how you get better.
I don't want to get better.
I picked up a couple of nice G.I. Joe Marvel comics from the sixth. I think it was issues 64 and 63.
Everything was priced to go.
It was. So I picked the two of those up for $3. And then all the records were 50 cents a piece. And I picked up 6 Elvis singles, all from the 50s.
Yeah, nice.
50s and early 60s, all in nice shape.
In their
original jackets.
Jackets, colored, beautiful.
Yeah, there's only one that was a little separated from the glue, but everything else was like, they looked like they were like just someone's back, you know, someone's yard or someone's house. I'm trying to drive and look at my phone and talk on a podcast while not quite a stolid mind.
People keep veering towards us.
Yeah, you guys have no idea. Little Danny Fogel knows, but just about it. He's like the only one that knows. I'm not sure about that estate sale. I read about that one. We want to go to this one up ahead.
I read about that estate sale. Well, I almost walked away without seeing the records, and then I was like, oh, there's a box of records. 50 cents each. Now, Johnny, look at this threefer here of happy.
You kids will get to see it on the Discord site for sure.
Scott Winters, no, it says on the top.
I know, I grew up with Scott Winters.
Well, this is his record, so.
It can't be.
I've got two Christmas records from Peter Pan. One is the little drummer boy with this, Santa Claus is coming to town, and the little drummer boy with a drawing. And I wouldn't even be surprised if this was like Neil Adams or something.
I'm serious. It looks Neil Adams-like.
Doesn't it?
It really does.
And it just like pictures that he just knocked off. Or
his company did.
Yeah, yeah. Especially this one. Look at those eyebrows, man.
Yeah.
You know? So, but there's the little drummer boy is smiling with a big mouth full of white choppers. But then underneath it is Rudolph and All I Want for Christmas is a Two Front Teeth. With what looks, for all the world, like the same kid as the drummer boy, but somebody's punched his two front teeth out.
And he's smiling about it.
And yeah, he's happy about it. He's pointing at him. And the other one is Romper Room Songs, but that's another kid in the same position on the right side of the record with his missing his two front teeth. But I got Aretha Franklin.
Looks like they got blowers cramped.
I got the original mono Aretha Franklin. Lauren Green, Welcome to the Ponderosa, An Evening of Songs and Stories.
Whoa.
Another copy of Quiet Village.
Why don't you pull out up a stump with a Russell Upson Biddle?
This one, I could sell this one because it's just this is like one of the classic, it's a great album, but it's also one of the classic sort of tiki. That doesn't look like a garage sale at all. That just sounds like someone's house.
Well, it was open.
Well, now it's closed.
I used to be a size 4.
Let's see. Continuing on. Easy, Muttley. Oh, this is Mr. Whistler, private pet detective. No, Daddy. Mr. Whistler, cat detective. Wings Wildlife album, still with some shrink wrap on it, but not sealed. And this is, I've never owned this album, or I don't think I've ever listened to this album, so I'm kind of excited. And I got Stories and Songs from Uncle Remus, Br'er Rabbit.
Oh, you got the Br'er Rabbit!
Hell yeah. I love Uncle Remus stories. Are like...
Does it go for money?
I don't think so. It's because this is actually when they were like, yeah, we're going to just peel these off of the rest of the South of this Song of the South. Because on their own, they're not really offensive. Although they are crazy stories. And one story is called The Tar Baby, so. But it's a funny story. And yeah, I used to love all the Uncle, because my dad had a book of old Uncle Remus stories, And he used to read them to us, and they were like, you know, I mean, great life lessons too about like getting thrown in the briar patch and all that, tricking your, how to trick. But the lessons you're learning are like how to trick your enemies. They're not really like friendship is. That's friendship why they, is magic. It was all just
yeah.
Like,
this basically was spawned the Care Bears.
Here's how you foil people who are out to get you. It's like fucking. Uncle Remus served me well. Killarney Street. And look at this. As I'm talking about a Wings album, there's Paul screeching in the background with his hippie hair. All right. We are off to more. We're basically in the edges of what has been traditionally called in garage selling parlance around here, super weirdo land. It was in a house like this. It was, van for sale. White van for sale.
We're going to have to go around Dewey to get to this one.
You might have to hot, like, if you bought that van.
Oh, I know where Killarney is.
Oh. Down the street from the Blarney Stone. 770 Beach.
We're not going to that one.
Is that down by the beach?
That is down by the beach.
Yeah,
it's
those
a rich,
are awful.
It's a rich people's sale.
Well, it's like a rich people's, like, probably, like, summer home. What kind of shit are they going to have in there?
Furniture.
Yeah. And just some beat up old kids' books that the kids used to read at the camp. All right. Anyway, we'll be back. Just hit another garage sale with a cute little kitten and a toothless lady with... Oh, breath that would stop a truck, man. And I mean a big truck.
Like, you definitely don't want to follow her after an open mic.
No. No, you want to burn that mic. But I got a great piece of stained glass. Just this, like, angry kind of almost tiki face or something. Abstracted face that her friend made. It was only $10. And then I got it. I'm like, oh, it's not glass. It's like... plastic, but then I was like, oh wait, no, it is, it's glass.
That was stained glass.
Yeah. I think I can hang, if I could hang that up in one of my windows in the basement, and it'll catch the morning light.
Like a church.
Yes.
Or a synagogue.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, because I was on a walk the other night, and somebody had above their garage... a window that was lit. This was like, you could tell everybody the house was asleep, but there's a, their garage had a lit window in the upper, but it was a nice stained glass window, and I'm like, oh, that looks really cool. I want a stained glass window. And now I have a stained glass hanging anyway.
Oh, we didn't talk about that other sale where I got that Heart record.
Oh, yes, that's right. With the garage that smelled like pee-pee. Yeah, dog and Butterfly.
Yes. That's three Heart records in 3 weeks. That's pretty good.
Piling them up. And, oh, yeah, I flubbed the last recording, so we also missed talking about your mall rats.
Oh, really? You did? Even the mall rats part?
That's how we started it, was talking about mall rats, and then we started talking about...
Yeah, so that last really good garage sale a couple minutes ago, for you, not for us, it was like 2 hours ago now, I got that mall rats... I got all those Elvis singles. Then after getting all those Elvis singles, I got that Mallrats it wasn't even Miramax though. But it was still in the shrink and it was $3.
Cold Spring Circle and Queen something.
That's where we're going.
Oh, okay.
We're going to Cold Spring Circle, buddy. Bucko.
Chum, I wouldn't mind taking a swim in the Cold Spring. Although we all know there's no Cold Spring.
It's in the bottled water, isn't it?
Well, we'll get there and they'll be... It's actually named after an actual spring. And we keep it in the freezer.
Should I race it?
Because it's... just ram it.
Oh, as a brother, we don't want to do that.
No, he's okay. He's all right. Let him go.
Let him go.
I'll let this one go.
Listen here, freaking Roscoe Pico train. This one's all right. Let him go.
All right, here it is, Cold Spring Circle. All right, we'll be back.
Hot damn!
Maybe we'll get something at Cold Spring Circle. It sounds like a place to get ice cream, actually. All right, we'll be back. All right, we just probably went to the most Italian, our most Italian visit in the Italian part of town.
Oh my God.
That's the most Italian place we've been to in a long time.
Jesus.
Literally everything... Everything had something to do with it. Lots of Italian records, which I didn't know whether they'd be good or not.
Lots of Sinatra.
Lots of Sinatra, Godfather movies, like all the kitchen supplies, all the paintings on the wall, everything.
All the Rocky movies.
Rocky movies. That's, you got the Rocky movies.
I did not buy it.
You didn't get it?
Oh, they wanted $10 for it. They weren't going to give me a discount. Why? Because we got a funeral to pay for. It's like, fucking douche. It's like...
Okay, well, then I'll buy... Oh, yeah, that was...
That was asshole-y.
Yeah, it was. Especially that they were driving right through a blind...
Right, driving around.
Blind spot.
Look at the right of way. But yeah, holy... that was... man... You like walked out, you got like a thin layer of olive oil on you.
Yeah. I got a set of Star Trek and Star Wars playing cards.
Right. Lots of Al Pacino. Cause he's Italian.
You ended up getting the VCR.
The VCR player, yes. VHS player.
VHS player, yeah, same thing. It's a VCR. Video cassette recorder. But they did that weird thing where you went to buy it and they're like, are we selling this? Yeah, you had it on a table with $10 on it.
And then they're confused. It's like, well, where's the cables to it? How can you put cables? It's like, where'd those cables come from? That's like, I tried haggling them for a dollar because I had 23, I had two 20s and $3, and it was $24. Like, you take 23, we got a funeral to pay for. I should have just dropped everything and go...
You're about to have another funeral to pay for, buddy.
Should have just dropped everything and go, you know what, asshole? I've just about had enough of your...
Smash it on the ground there. Now you won't even sell it.
What you gonna do?
Meanwhile, 20 minutes later, I'm taping... Put your hands against the wall.
$23!
No! That's me going, this is going to be the highest rated podcast of all. I'm going to call it The Fall of Johnny Blaino.
It may be summer.
Dare ye listen to the story of the fall of Johnny Blaino.
I'm not crazy, you are.
Oh, it's not me who's crazy. It's you. You are crazy. All right. Anyway, we got a couple more to go to, and then we're fucking out of here, man.
You hear that? Hear what? What are you talking about?
Spending way too much.
You don't hear that?
Spending way too much money today.
Oh, yeah. And what do we got to end the night?
There's one.
A double banger.
Oh, it is a double banger. Well, 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 what do you know? All right, we'll be back. All right. Well, we're sort of heading home because the last one on our list was a load of horse shit. Nothing happening. It was a drive to the end of the dead-end street. And, like, not even a cul-de-sac, just sort of a dead-end suburban street. Nothing. No garage sale.
Nada.
Liars. They probably had it till 3 o'clock, and then by 2 o'clock they were burned out and were like, fuck it, let's tear it down. A lot of people do that because a lot of people are lame losers. Anyway, we're taking the route home. Maybe we'll find some garage sales along there. If so... You'll get bonus material. If not...
Do you say boner material?
Boner material. This whole show is boner material. Let's face it, Johnny. That's what all the fan mail says.
We have fan mail?
Yeah, sure, all the time. Yeah, we get fan mail. Why wouldn't you think we would get fan mail?
Oh, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
I thought they were just veiled threats.
Yeah, no, I have to like keep them locked up because they're usually really dirty and sexual.
Usually they just like tell me to like cut it out with the Freedom Rock.
Is that Freedom Rock, man? Well, turn it down.
Twing, 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 twing.
Well, we came so close to getting a Bob Ross noisemaker, but its batteries were dead.
And you can't trust it for $3?
Yeah.
Remember, we got a funeral to pay for.
They got a funeral to pay for.
Over $1.
Well, I'm glad I took... I'm glad I took the cable off of the...
Yeah, man.
The DVD player for the VCR.
Where'd you get the cable? It's like, would you get up off your old, smelly, lazy ass and do something besides insult your clients?
I mean, they were really nice when we were going in to find stuff.
You don't really want to buy this, do you?
Did they say that?
No.
They just implied it.
Well, I was like, do we really want to sell this?
Yeah, well, that's what you put something out with $10 on it, and then when you, the person, and they don't know this, but you were like, $10, maybe I won't buy, I'll jettison these records to get this thing. And then they're like, I don't know, does, you know, Giovanni have a VCR? Does he need one? And it's like, who needs a VCR except for Johnny Bueno? Nobody. Nobody. That actually sounds like a joke, but it's like, who, what, like...
You know what I'm going to do with that? I'm going to give it to you with my wedding video.
I have a VCR. I have a VCR. I just don't have, a way...
Program?
I need to get, like, a video card to put, you know, some sort of... It's a video card, but it'll be like a console that I can plug video into and then into my computer before I can do that. And then once I do that, that'll be easy. It'll just be like plunk, click, run it off. No editing, no editing. Chili.
Finally made it all the way out to Chili. We started in Fairport and wound up in...
I know.
Chi-Li today. That's a lot of miles, kids.
This is the stomping grounds of Vargas Pike. The old stomping grounds of Vargas Pike. And believe me, I'm sure he was stomping around this place. All right, so...
Well, I'm more like trolloping, I would guess.
Anyway, maybe we'll see you again in a couple seconds. You'll know. If you hear the music at the end, you know it's really over. If not, you'll be hearing our voice.
Hit it, Johnny Fever.
Let's sign out.